Miami Swim Week has brought big-name models and designers to South Florida for over a decade. Last weekend, a different kind of fashion show was happening at the same time. It was called Miami Curves Week. Women who came for Miami Curves Week described what they thought was the stereotypical Miami female body.
Slim waist, a nice, humongous rear end.
High cut, super slender, tall, bronze.
Oh my God, I need to stop eating today.
That plastic surgery type.
I had my boobs done on the plane.
Aren't they always rollerblading in two pieces out here?
Miami can be a particularly hard place not to fit this image, and that's what Curves Week wants to change, helping fuller-figured women celebrate their bodies. There was an all-female comedy show, plus-sized vendors, and a swimsuit runway show. At the comedy show, the only available space to interview performers Alicia Cooper and Gina Brion was the kitchen, by the trash cans.
They keep curvy girls with the trash! You hear that?
Brion, the headliner, says she does feel added pressure performing places like Miami.
Or California, or Vegas, or any place where it's like beautiful people. Might as well just be the billboard when you come in. Welcome to Miami. Yes, you're uglier than all of us. Like,
during her act, she brought up her weight a few times.
Here's the issue. If you are a thick chick, you'll understand my dilemma. You start dating a skinny guy, at some point during the course of your relationship, he is going to look at you like he wants to pick you up. And you gotta look back at him like, nah, that's not a good idea. Don't do that.
This show was all plus-sized comedians. That's the point of Curves Week. And beyond that, they're all women.
The stigma of women not being funny is still around, and that's really, really sad. I realize that anytime a woman gains any kind of momentum in this business, it's always attributed to something else other than her talent.
Pairing comedy and fashion is pretty rare. But it might be telling that a specifically plus-sized fashion event opened that door. At some point, society started associating fat with funny. In the entertainment industry, with its brutal appearance standards, comic actors are often forgiven the extra weight, and even criticized if they lose it. It happened to John Belushi, Lisa Lampanelli, and Jonah Hill. Alicia Cooper thinks it's an issue of relatability.
Some comedians, when they start out, their weight is a part of their act. And people fall in love with them for that. So I think that when those comics lose the weight, all of a sudden the audience takes it like, oh, I can't relate to him anymore. I was only relating to him when he was fat.
This can be especially true when self-deprecation or insults are a big part of the comic's routine.
Nobody wants to take insults from a size 4.
Plus, this idea when it comes to females in the stand-up comedy industry that you can't be attractive and thin or you have nothing to say. People don't look at female comedians and be like, hey, look at that one. She's got a brain on her.
I asked some of the women at Curves Week what they thought about the terms being thrown around. Curvy, plus sized, fat. That one Cooper doesn't like.
Don't call me fat!
If I call myself fat, I'm stopping anybody else from calling me fat.
Mish Zambrana runs a blog called Healthy Fat Chick.
Well, I've done 10 half marathons and a full marathon, and I feel like I have the right to call myself that.
The American Heart Association was the main sponsor for the runway show. Sarah Williams is the Curves Week organizer, and she says the messages of embrace yourself and take care of yourself aren't mutually exclusive.
We all know that you don't have to be plus size to get heart disease, but that is a known factor of women of larger sizes are more susceptible to different diseases. So you can love who you are, you can be confident in who you are, but you still have to exercise, you still have to eat right, you still have to take care of your body.
For Miami model Keisha Chanel, walking in the Curves Week runway show was a big step.
I remember in high school, I used to always get bullied because of my size.
Curves Week, she says, is all about progress.
It's helping out a little girl that's at school that's being bullied. She has someone that she can look up to like me.
The hope is that Curves Week will eventually become an official partner of Miami Swim Week. I'm Allison Light in Miami.